You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump by 4 points in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says independents have been trending for Harris since Joe Biden left the race.
Independents have bumped up to 60 or a little above 60% for Harris. Seen it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. A new report finds Wisconsin is heading toward a potential senior care crisis. Forward Analytics says the number of people in Wisconsin aged 75 and older is expected to go up by about 75% in the next 20 years. That means a need for almost 60,000 new nursing home beds and 99,000 nurses and other staff by 2040. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S. The Milwaukee Brewers may be looking for a new home on cable TV. The operator of Bally Sports was in bankruptcy court yesterday. Its reorganization plan includes cutting ties with 7 teams under contract for next year, including the Brewers. A final hearing on Bally's reorganization plan is November 14th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fugitive search in Racine prompted a lockdown at Jerstedt Agerholm yesterday. The suspect was eventually arrested in Kenosha after students and staff were sheltering for about an hour. A 41-year-old pastor at Kenosha's Journey Church has been arrested for allegedly transferring intimate photos without consent. Pastor Gabriel Mills has been charged. Kenosha police are investigating and are urging any other potential victims to come forward. A bomb threat to a Racine County government building led to an international investigation, ultimately resulting in the arrest of a local sex offender. Devon Kessler allegedly made the threats last week to avoid a probation appointment. Local animal shelters are welcoming over 100 pets from areas affected by Hurricane Helene. Civic Media has set up a donation site to support hurricane relief efforts. And the Chainsaw Carving and Art Forest Festival is returning to the Riverbend Nature Center in Racine County Sunday. The free event will showcase the wood carving process and features food, music, and an art fair. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about, what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys, contributions, but Churio. Oof.
Willy Adames was impressed by Churio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play game three tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. And the Packers will try to bounce back this week as they take on the Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Vikings. Kickoff on Sunday is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill has agreed to appear in a revival of Cartoon Network's The Regular Show. The show ran for 8 seasons on Cartoon Network and is being brought back by Warner Brothers. Hamill played a Yeti named Skips and will return to the role. If you haven't checked out the animated show, I recommend it, or maybe you're not interested in the hijinks of slackers Mordecai, a blue jay, and Rigby, a raccoon, who try to avoid doing any kind of actual work and spend the day playing video games. It took a lot to get Daniel Day-Lewis to come out of retirement, specifically the movie his son is making that Lewis helped him co-write. Lewis has not been seen on the silver screen in 7 years, but is warming up his acting chops to star in Anemone. Ronan is directing the film for Focus Features. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the story centers on the relationships between fathers and sons and brothers. Daniel Day-Lewis is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, actor of his generation. He's the only male actor to have won 3 Oscars for Best Actor. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua Girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. The show Reacher has never been devoid of girl power, but a new spinoff will take it to the next level. Prime Video is developing a new series. It will star Maria Sten, who plays Frances Neagley opposite Reacher. In a recent interview, Sten said the show will still be very Reacher, with snappy dialogue and lots of action, but it will be its own show. Reacher, based on the books by Lee Child, is one of Amazon's most popular shows domestically and worldwide. A release date has not been set. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will not be invited onto Saturday Night Live before the November 5th presidential election. SNL creator Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter that due to equal time provisions, it gets too complicated, and he would have to invite every candidate on, even minor candidates who are only on the ballot in 2 or 3 states. I guess for the time being, we are stuck with impersonators James Austin Johnson as Trump and Maya Rudolph playing Harris. My personal favorite, Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. Then on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.